Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, I got a bunch of stuff today.
You said a bunch of stuff.
A bunch of stuff today. Do you want to start with what I had this morning?
Yeah. Yeah, did you try
what?
The Jennifer Aniston breakfast?
No, I didn't. Gator?
Yes, I'll eat that. Sorry. Was that not? No.
Are you talking about what I'm about to talk about?
Oh, no, I was talking about Jennifer Aniston.
The breakfast.
Gator Suja. Suja has a sweet, super drinkable, cold-pressed juice that I had this morning with apple, carrot, beet, banana, orange and pineapple. Suja. The Suja, the flavor is beet apple. Mm-hmm. Suja beet apple cold pressed juice. Are you going to eat that?
Yeah. I love juice.
Nice.
I would try that out. Absolutely.
Common ground, people. Common ground.
Yeah. I. How much sugar is in that, though?
It didn't seem like there was a ton.
Sugar,
no, there
it's
wasn't
all
a ton.
Natural sugar, yeah. But it seems like you know, you get those juices, that's a consideration. But the beet juice is good for you.
Yeah. So you're going to eat it?
Yeah.
Okay. Kang, you?
I don't like beet juice, but I'm trying to think, will the apple juice overpower the beet juice?
I think the pineapple juice and the other juices there
you
will
think?
Be enough combat. Yeah. I don't mind beet juice, but I understand what you're saying.
Yeah. Like when you have what is a salad with all the beets in them?
Beet salad.
Yeah. I don't like that. Anti-beet salad.
Or you can go with a Greek salad that might have some beets in it.
That's what the one I was looking about.
I will tell you, it was fantastic. I didn't realize I was going to do it for. Are you going to eat that? I would have brought more. I would have bought more.
I would have tried it.
Yeah.
Beets are great for you.
It's only like
heart healthy.
$4 a bottle. But anyway, what? So yes, no,
sweet
yes.
Mercy.
Yep. Next, Kraft has introduced apple pie mac and cheese. That's right. Apple pie mac and cheese.
What?
They are debuting just in time for the holidays. Signature creamy macaroni and cheese combined with warm apple pie spices. They're calling it the ultimate seasonal flavor mashup. Apples and cheese, especially cheddar, isn't an uncommon combination for grilled cheese sandwiches or charcuterie. The diced fruit is typical for pairing with fondue. And my mom used to put a slice of cheddar cheese on her apple pie growing
up. Yeah, I've always heard this. People do this. I've never done it, and you'd think that me who loves cheese would just, oh, yeah, that's got to have it. But I've never tried it. I've always been tempted to, but I've never tried it. Now, does this actually have apples in the mac and cheese, or was it just hot apple pie spices?
It says warm apple pie spices.
When I hear warm apple pie, I think of a certain movie.
One time at band camp?
Yeah.
Really?
We're just asking if you would eat this.
Yeah. Thank you. If it's really good, you'll. If it's the spice, like, I don't know. Do I want cinnamon in my mac and cheese? I got to try it. I love mac and cheese. I got to try
it. Okay. Surprise. Can you?
I got to try it too. I don't think it sounds the best, but this could actually be good. So I'm going to try it. I've... I think it could be good, Gator.
It might be.
It might be good.
My instinct tells me no. My curiosity says yes. I think I would try
it. Yeah.
Wow.
Did not see that coming.
Did not.
You know why? Mom knows best.
There's something about it. Well, like my mom used to mix tomato juice with beer, and I thought it was ridiculous. Now I love those Bud Light chiladas. And so maybe she used to call it a Calgary eye opener. She's Canadian. She'd call it a Calgary eye opener. But now maybe I'll put a piece of cheddar cheese on my apple pie.
But you like the one that has like the clam juice too, right?
That's so good. Oh! Next up, Wendy's has released the Snickerdoodle Cookie Frosty Fusion.
Yep.
This Frosty is swirled with an all-new Snickerdoodle sauce.
Uh-huh.
Which had a cookie batter-like swirl, smooth and crunchy. Gator, the Snickerdoodle Frosty.
Yes. Yeah. Keep it coming. Yeah. I think, if I'm not mistaken, I believe Wendy's is supposed to unleash a bunch of different Frosty flavors. This one sounds great. I like Snickerdoodles a ton. So making that into a Frosty, mm-hmm. I'm here for it. Absolutely.
Kang,
yeah, I pretty much love all the Frosty flavors that Wendy's comes out with. I would try a Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Frosty if they came out with it. That's right.
I'm starting to move off a long-held position.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that ridiculous position.
The Dairy Queen Blizzard position.
Yeah, if it doesn't sound better than a Dairy Queen Blizzard, I'm starting to move away from Dairy Queen and look for other go-to desserts. If it doesn't sound better than an Arby's Jamocha Shake.
Oh, that's a good shake. Yeah.
I think I would try this.
Yeah, you would.
Yep.
You know why? Because the Frosty is thick.
Yeah, and I feel like I'm entering a dangerous period of my life.
You are dangerous.
Next up, Kellogg has introduced a new cereal.
Okay.
Yep. Kellogg's Cocoa Loops.
Okay. Hold on. Cocoa Loops.
Yep.
All right. Something like Fruit Loops, except they're not fruit. It's...
They're chocolate. Described by one person, when you open the bag, you have a strong chocolate smell. Each bite was crunchy and didn't get soggy after sitting in milk for a few minutes. The cereal itself wasn't overly sweet, which I appreciated. I did, however, wish it tasted a bit more like chocolate. Overall, I'd say it's worth a try, even if it won't be dethroning my household favorite Oreo Puffs. Gator, that's just a quote describing it. The Kellogg's Cocoa Loops. Are you going to eat that?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to eat that. I love Cocoa Krispies, Cocoa Puffs. The few times I've had that in my life, those are delicious. Yeah, I would absolutely try this.
Yes.
Count Chocula. And this is probably like Count Chocula without the marshmallows. So, yeah.
Kang,
I would try this. And this would be a hit in my household with my girls. They love all the bad for you cereals.
Yeah.
Like just straight sugar and milk.
So
right.
Good. So good. Okay. I'd be a kid again.
So, my long-held position is I don't like candy for breakfast. This qualifies. I am out. And finally, Gator, Oreo has released Thanksgiving-inspired cookies.
Like shaped like turkeys and stuff?
No. They're just Oreos, and they are different types of flavors. There's six of them.
Cranberry. Right?
Well, let me get to them. There are the ones you would expect. Oreos, apple caramel. Yeah. Oreos, pumpkin pie.
Oh, yeah.
Oreos, turkey and stuffing.
I'm sorry, what?
Oreos, sweet potato. Oreo, creamed corn. And Oreo, cranberry. All six are available in the Thanksgiving-inspired cookie package. Gator, are you going to eat that?
I was joking about the cranberry, but it seems that would make sense. I'm sorry, did you say turkey and stuffing?
Yes, there's a turkey and stuffing.
Cream corn, he said, too. Yeah.
And creamed corn?
Yep.
I gotta tell you, no. I mean, yeah, okay, four of them, yes.
Well, what are the
two no's?
The two no's, it's just easy to do that way. The two no's, a hard no on the turkey and stuffing, and a no on the creamed corn, and I like creamed corn, but the problem is I had a glass of corn whiskey years ago. Mm-hmm. I was at One-Eyed Betty's in Ferndale. One night with a friend of mine, and we were trying different kinds of bourbon and whiskeys they had. And she's like, what do you think of this one? The corn. I'm like, yeah, let's try the corn whiskey. And it comes out and I have a sip and it tasted like the fermented juice of a can of corn. And that was not a good taste. I have been reluctant to get near corn again. And I used to like corn.
Okay.
But putting it in a cookie, absolutely not.
Can you?
Doug, I would eat all these cookies, fall asleep, wake up, and eat all these cookies again. Because that's exactly what you do with these kind of flavors. And watch some football in between.
You're going to eat the turkey and stuffing cookie.
Dude, this is Thanksgiving. I just told you what I was going to do. I told you exactly what I do on Thanksgiving.
I'm a no, but I would imagine if Oreo is doing a turkey and stuffing, that it probably is some sort of variation that is probably tastier than you think. But I'm a no on this.
And the next day, I would take the turkey and stuffing cookie and make a sandwich out of it just to continue this tradition.
There you go. And that concludes another edition of Are You Gonna Eat That? All right, coming up, more Lions trade deadline talk. That is straight ahead here on 97.1 The Ticket. Okay, earlier I said something, it's not about what you say, it's about what you don't say sometimes. And look, I don't, you know, we're asking Jared Goff. Jared, who would you trade for? That's a question he'll never answer in a million years. Dan Campbell, can you tell us what trades are you guys are considering? Again, we're not going to get that answer. Sometimes off the record, somebody will tell you what they're considering, and that's always cool, and then you can provide some context. You know, but on the air, he probably isn't going to say much. Although Campbell said a lot today. So it's trade deadline day. The performance against Minnesota up front was a bit alarming. The injuries to the two tackles, and which the one thing Dan Campbell said this morning is that they're both trending actually more positive than they initially thought. The two tackles and, you know, the injury to Mahogany, which could be season ending. There's a lot of reason to think that they might do something in the offensive line. So Jim Costa brought it up, and here's what the exchange sounded like this morning.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Okay, that might not seem all that significant, right? Of course, right? Anything you feel like would upgrade. You know what he didn't say? He didn't say, we're good.
No, he didn't.
Do you remember that exchange earlier in the year when people were talking about getting Za'Darius Smith back when he was a free agent? Or adding to the edge rushers? Dan Campbell said at that time, quote, we're good. Now, maybe this is nothing. Or maybe it is actually tipping the hand a little bit that indeed they will be trading for an offensive lineman today. What do you make of that conclusion?
I think it's interesting, and I think it's a little bit different than what he had said after the game on Sunday. He went through the litany of offensive linemen that they have on the roster, on the practice squad, and talked about next man up, and boom. And he could have done the same thing this morning. In fact, I would have expected him to do that, to list off all those guys and, Coyote and Nice and Skipper and those guys and Cologne and just, we'll figure it out and we're going to be fine. We hope we get back Decker and Sewell for the game Sunday. And if they're not, well, one of these other guys is going to be there and step up. But he didn't say that. I think you're right. I think it's what we want it to be, I guess, right?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, if they'd asked him, what about edge rusher, would he have said, we're good again?
He may have. I don't know.
Yep.
I mean, edge rusher clearly is not a need for this team. It might be a want from some fans. I mean, I'm even moved off of that significantly. And I think the reason I moved off of that is because I think the screaming need is another offensive lineman.
Yeah. And look, there's a difference. We had a caller call a couple of weeks ago that kind of reprogrammed the way I think. And he goes, all we talk about is needs. What about winning the Super Bowl? What is the guy you go get that makes you win the Super Bowl? It's not always just about need. Can you go get a great player? And I was driving home and we had that call and it was somebody who wanted Trey Hendrickson. And I started thinking about, you know what, Brad Holmes, if you're best player available at the draft, are you also best player available at the trade deadline? I think you're probably more open to it than we realize. Because he always, you're trying to build a football team, but it seems like he won't let building a football team get in the way of just, he doesn't want to pass on talent. And that's why I brought up earlier in the show the idea that you could go get a Jaylen Waddle for below market value or a Chris Olave for below market value. Or who's the receiver from the Vegas Raiders that everybody thinks is going to get traded? I'm completely.
Kobe Myers?
Yes. I was completely blanking. Maybe you go get one of those guys if they're below market value because it's just too much. They're too good. That team just wants to move on. They're willing to take the best offer, and your offer is the best, and it's not that bad. It's a light price to pay to get a guy. Now, some of those guys I don't think you're getting, but the point is, when you are struggling on third down and you could add another weapon, and it doesn't cost much, and that helps you win the Super Bowl, who cares if it's not a screaming need? Now, there is bleeding to stop. There's a different approach. There's boost the resume, and there's get the bleeding to stop. And I think it's really, really interesting that he didn't say we're good when the topic of offensive line came up.
No, I tend to agree with you, putting it in that context. But again, and Dan Campbell's not on the phone with the GMs. That's Brad Holmes' job.
Right.
And Brad Holmes can only make deals with teams that are willing to make deals. And that's the thing we don't know. We have no idea what the asking price is for players and other teams. And yeah, we can, you can go down the list of teams and say, well, the Dolphins and the Jets got to be, you know, willing to trade players. Same thing with Cincinnati and Cleveland, and Tennessee's got to be moving guys, and the Giants have to do it. The Saints have to do it. But those teams might be thinking completely differently. And you're not the only team out there that's going to be looking for the same help. You mentioned that the number of offensive linemen have been dealt in the last, you know, 20 years of football. It's not that many.
Yep.
At the trade deadline. So it's not easy to acquire those players, and they're trying to acquire perhaps the toughest player there is to get in this market.
Kang, you have any thoughts here on my conclusion?
No, I like what you're thinking here. It may like be as well as you said too, Gator, kind of what we want to happen leading us down that route, but Gator, you're right. Brad Holmes and Dan Campbell, although they work together very well, Dan Campbell's job is to coach the team, and Brad Holmes' job to acquire the talent and players. Now, Dan Campbell, while he's working on his game plan for the Commanders, might go, man, it'd be a lot easier if we had an extra offensive lineman or whatever, or a better offensive lineman. Right. And Brad Holmes knows this. So Brad Holmes will go out there and he'll scour, you know, the entire league for who's available at offensive line or Rudd Escher.
You did
just
it.
Just like Gator did.
Nice.
Or a secondary help. And he'll come to Dan Campbell and say, your thoughts on this guy. The price is pretty good. And Dan Campbell will say, yeah, I like him or I don't like him. I think in the end, the window that the Lions are in, which is always open, it seems like, you know, or not always open, it's been open the last couple of years, and moving forward we expect it to be open, is you always owe it to your team and the players and the coaches. As Brad Holmes, he owes it to them to put the best team forward to win the Super Bowl, because that's what their goal is now, ultimately, is the Super Bowl. So I think he needs to go out and get help for that offensive line, and if the other opportunities become available, defensive end as well, or secondary. You can do both, you can do all three. What deals are worth it? Where's the value at? But I think he owes it to this team, like I said, to go get some help, at least on the offensive line.
Let's go to Kevin and McComey on 97 on the Ticket. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I kind of just got my neurons flowing when you mentioned Jaden Waddle and then, what was it, Chris Olave. I get the name is appealing, and, you know, it's a wide receiver. It's a sexy asset. But what about Isaac Tesla? Like, I mean, we already had our offensive coordinator come on and openly say, we got to get Jamo the ball more. And I just don't know what it would take to get those two guys. But I just think right now it's all about.
Well, hold on, and Kevin, I just threw out wide receivers as an example because they're guys that are available. It can be any position, and what I'm saying by that is it could literally be any position that doesn't feel like a need but just makes you better, and there's nothing wrong with a move like that. And I go back to Dan Campbell on draft day doesn't talk about need, he talks about getting grabbing talent. And if at the trade deadline that means, and I used an example of wide receiver, I don't think I wouldn't make a trade because of Tesla. He played three snaps, and I, you know, as much as a prospect he is, he's not cracking the lineup right now.
He's not, and he could be really good down the run. But it's just like, I mean, we allowed I think a career high of hurries in the past couple of years, quarterback hurries in the past couple of years, and I am worried about this offensive line. I think they really got to focus in on the O line, because it's like in healthcare, with the heart, it's the sinusoidal note of the team. I mean, the offensive line, if the offensive line is not going to be able to give Goff time and we can't run the ball on the interior, then we're done.
Well, to be clear, it's not go get another player and not an offensive lineman.
I get what you're saying, Doug, but yeah. Sunday was rough. It was rough.
Yeah. Right. A little triggered if you start hearing some other talk other than offensive line. Why are we talking about wide receivers?
Yeah. Don't worry.
Yeah, I mean, just an example to bring up that sometimes – great
I just
players
came to
can
the
come
conclusion.
Up for low cost. You're like, well, should we pass up on this?
We just played that soundbite from this morning, Kevin. And my conclusion is that they're trading for an offensive lineman because of that soundbite. He was asked specifically about an offensive lineman. He didn't say they weren't. And then he said, anybody that would help us. And he didn't say we're good, which is what he said about edge rusher. You know, they're shopping. That confirms to me that they are shopping for and will get an offensive lineman. That exchange, 248-539-9797. Phone calls, feedback, Carson Anderson, trade deadline day, 4.5 hours to go, just over 4.5 hours to go, and we will keep you updated. Nothing to report with the Lions just yet. Stick with us, though, and your thoughts on what you'd like to see go down today. It is Carson Anderson on 97.1. I'm Carson Scott Anderson, 97.1 a ticket. We got a tweet here. Gator, I want you to get your 2 cents on this. This is David. Why is everyone in this town so excited for the NFL trade deadline when we know that the Detroit Lions will be standing pat once again? Can anyone remember here the last time any Detroit sports team made a trade at the deadline to improve their team?
Last year?
Lions did it last year. David, they did it literally last year.
I think the Pistons made a pretty good trade deadline deal.
Yeah, they got...
Schroeder.
Yeah. I mean, it's not that hard. Too.
No, I mean, if you're disappointed by the Tigers, I get it.
Well, I mean, Finnegan helped them.
Yeah, Finnegan helped them, but I think fans are hoping for a lot more than that. I
understand.
And, yeah, I just...
He didn't remember any trades. But I don't know how you could argue that Za'Darius Smith was... I guess we can go back and look. Was Za'Darius Smith the best edge rusher traded at the deadline last year?
Yes.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
248-539-9797. Greg's in Detroit, and he's on 97.1. Hi, Greg.
Hey, guys. You guys just have a one-winning show. Just love you guys tremendously.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Before I make my comment, I just want to give a shout-out to Fox, the kicker, because he said, not on my watch will you score on me. So I think him and Bates might have had something like, hey, well, he didn't score on me. Well, he's not going to score on me either. So I just want to give a shout-out to Fox for not letting it.
He didn't give up.
Nope, he did not. So, fellas, this is what I think it is. It was the perfect storm of the perfect storm of the perfect storm. One, you had JJ coming into town, coming into Michigan, so you had to understand this guy, it's got to be motivated beyond motivated. My last outing sucked. Now I'm back on the field, and I'm coming home on ball places. So I don't think nobody measured his determination in that game. Secondly, I think the past victories that we had over Chicago, I mean, over the Vikings, I actually think we kind of looked over the Vikings. And then lastly, it was the Murphy's Laws game. It was a Murphy's Laws game. Whatever could go bad, it's going to go bad. I had just got out of the church, ran to my car, turned on the radio, and got the score. I'm like, oh, we're down? And as I began to listen to the game, it began to take on a form that it was nothing that we could do that was right. I'm like, wow, okay, all right. Well,
Greg,
wow, okay.
And you know what?
Consecutively.
It felt like they did a ton wrong and still had a chance to win the game. And I don't remember them. There's something, it sounds counterintuitive, there's something reassuring about it being a complete and total team failure. I know that the offense doesn't suck. I know that the special teams don't suck. I know that the defense can be better than it was. I know that David Montgomery isn't going to fumble a lot. I know that Amon-Ra is not going to drop passes, although I don't like how many he's dropped this year, but I would still throw to him on fourth down if my life depended on
Absolutely.
It. I know that they are getting guys back. There's a lot of reasons not to let that 60 minutes shake the confidence. The offensive line injuries bothers me, and you mentioned just the overall, and I can't argue with the overall performance wasn't great either, but honestly, it was still a winnable game in the end, and they had a chance. They had a chance to put a. Again, if they got a stop, if they had gotten that stop and got the football back, do you think they would have won the game?
Yeah, I kind of have that feeling, yep. And yet, I don't know. Somebody tells me that the Vikings would have just come at them with so much pressure that I'm not sure if they would have been able to solve it. But we've seen them solve it before.
Yeah. 248-539-9797. Feedback to the Carson Anderson inbox. Dan Campbell said they would not overpay. I think they should. I would rather win a Super Bowl and miss the playoffs the next 10 years than make the playoffs the next 10 years and never win a Super Bowl, please. Okay, everybody would rather win a Super Bowl and miss the playoffs than make the playoffs and never win a Super Bowl. That doesn't mean you overpay. Like, just because if they don't overpay now, doesn't mean they're not going to win a Super Bowl. Like, you're drawing this conclusion that if they don't overpay now, this is their only chance. And if they don't overpay now, they're not going to win a Super Bowl the next 10 years. I would never say that. And I don't know why you would draw that conclusion. How many years will you guys sit here and dream about acquisitions? The GM doesn't have the stomach to go for it. He's good, but he does not have the go for it in him. Well, there's a couple things about this. One is he's clearly more stubborn than you would like him, than you would be when it comes to go for it moves. Whoever sent this text, whoever you are in whatever line of work you're in, whatever you do, you would be more aggressive than Brad Holmes. I find what Brad Holmes has done to be so fascinating. I'm willing to ride it out to see if this guy truly is building a team that is going to contend and win Super Bowls for the long term, because he values his draft picks and the draft is so important to this organization. Does that mean I'm against put you over the top moves? No, not at all. And I doubt he is. I think it's all about the right price and who's truly accessible. Because if Brad Holmes sat down with the entire portfolio of all the trade offers that he could have taken, all the deals he could have made, how many of it do you think were filled with big go for it moves? I think those things get talked about with us and with the media more than they get talked about in the league.
Well, there is, and this is something worth being critical about when it comes to Brad Holmes. And I saw this earlier this morning from Albert Breer, had tweeted out the magic of what Eagles GM Howie Roseman does isn't trading a third for Jalen Phillips. Anyone can do that. It's being strong enough to in asset management to have 3 third-round picks stockpiled. So moving one of them isn't a big deal. That's what makes Philly different. Stoney responded to that. And Stoney's response was interesting. It says, which is why the otherwise good Brad Holmes should never give up multiple picks to move up in the draft for projects like Broderick Martin, Giovanni Manu, and Isaac Tesla. Brad Holmes has his moments where he takes the chances, but he takes the chances in the draft, not necessarily in free agency or the trade deadline.
Yeah,
I think it's interesting when you look at that because, you know, there's three examples that Stoney gave, project-type players that I guess were, you know, we have to believe that teams were very interested in those players behind them. I mean, I'm not
sure
about
perfect
that.
In the draft.
No, he's not.
He's way better than most.
But he takes those chances where he gives up multiple picks to move up, and when it comes to the deadline, now you don't have those extra picks.
This is one of those stories that you can't conclude until you see the arcs of all of everybody's career in the Brad Holmes. Because if Brad Holmes does win multiple Super Bowls, who cares? If he wins one, who really cares? But if he doesn't win any, you can go back to where the failings are. That could be it.
But he's done a great job with drafting players and finding nuggets throughout the draft. There's no question about that. I'm not arguing that. I'm saying that I think it is interesting that the chances he takes are really on draft days.
But if you were in charge of a draft, okay, and I always like to think I am. I GM way more than I coach. Like in this job, I like to GM way more than the coaching stuff because the closer I get to coaching, the more I realize none of us have any idea what's going on. But in the case of a GM, if I were really good in the draft and I knew every year, I'm going to kill it. Our formula works. Our scouts were like, we know what we're doing. I would probably value all my draft picks more than everybody else. Because to me, those are all good players in my mind. Or at least 4 out of 5 are going to be good players. Or 3 out of 5 or whatever.
When you say value the draft picks, the actual selections of the players or the number of picks?
Actually, both. I would value every pick I have. It would be hard to get me to part with it. Because I know that to me, that's a good player.
Because he gives up those picks all the time.
He does in the draft for guys in the draft. But they still have, this is something to keep in mind, they still have 7 draft picks next year. They don't have a third rounder, but they still have 7 draft picks. There is a trade. According to Adam Schefter, the Raiders are trading Jacoby Myers, the wide receiver, to Jacksonville in exchange for 4th and 6th round picks.
A lot of people thought he was going to go to perhaps Pittsburgh.
Yep.
Pittsburgh has signed Marquez Valdes-Scandling to the practice squad. Hey, one more go-round with Aaron Rodgers, right?
Is Aaron getting his band back together? 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson. 97.1 The Ticket. Gator, did you contribute to the station Mega Millions tickets?
Yes.
You did?
Yes.
How much was the buy-in this time?
5.
Okay. And what is it, $800 million? Is that what I'm seeing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. At least.
Kang, you in on the stations or no?
No, I stopped purchasing that insurance. Not saying I won't in the future at some point, but right now I'm just going to go rogue, going to go on my own.
Okay. Are you getting tickets on your own?
Yes, that's what I mean.
Talking to Gator. Oh, sorry. It's okay. Yeah, I heard you say you're doing it. What about you, Gator?
Yeah, I will on the way home today. Yeah.
All right. I don't get to do this. I don't gotcha. Buy the dream. You guys buy the dream. So we every once in a while, we allow you to dream. We do. Would you buy? So would you buy if you win? All right.
Okay.
I've actually asked you this one before and you said no.
But maybe my lifestyle has changed. My taste have changed.
I think maybe you have changed a little bit. Gator, would you contribute to Michigan State Athletics if you won the $800 million? I asked you about NIL. I'm going to ask you about a buyout towards a coach, but I don't think you wouldn't do that. But would you contribute to the hiring of a new coach, or would you contribute to NIL for this coach if he sticks around? Because we've talked about that, you know, is that $30 million better spent on players than changing out the coach? But has your opinion on this changed?
Not really. Okay. No, I'm not. I don't like where college football is at, so I'm not gonna contribute to that. No. I don't like NIL. I don't like what it's turned into. And I don't like what college football has turned into.
Kang, I'm pretty sure I know what you're
answering. No, I agree. And that's a great answer, Gator. If you don't like what's going on, and I've been from the very beginning, I think you guys know this, that I think the players deserved more than what they were getting, and, you know, comparatively coaches and the universities. But with that being said, this is not the college football I enjoy. It's not college sports I enjoy. So I'm not going to help contribute to that. So I would not either.
Okay. Next up, would you go to Dubai? Gator, if you hit the Mega Millions, would you go to Dubai?
Interesting. I mean, I do want to see it. See the ridiculous mm-hmm. opulence and wealth and all that. But no. No, I wouldn't.
Okay. Kang, would you go to Dubai?
I just have no desire to. I understand the expensive buildings and whatnot they have out there and the luxurious lifestyles that some of the rich live out there. I have zero interest in going out there.
I think I might be more inclined to go to like Singapore.
I've been there. It's very nice, very clean.
As opposed to Dubai.
Okay.
I'm not sure I can quantify why that is. I mean, I'm so curious. I am curious about Dubai. I can't lie about that. I'm curious about it because it just, it's like an oasis, right? And a total man-made oasis. But no.
You're not talking yourself into it.
No.
All right. Kang, what is it? When were you in Singapore?
2012.
And you dug it, huh?
Yeah, it was fun. I mean, I went to a bunch of countries in Southeast Asia at that point because it's just, once you're there, then the next place is only 2 hours away, right? Or, yeah, you know, an hour and a half away, 3 hours away. So you start hitting up all the other countries in the surrounding areas. But yeah, I enjoyed Singapore, which is also kind of man-made as well, Gator. Like they made that out of nothing. But yeah, I it was good there. I don't know why I wouldn't. I just have no desire to go to Dubai.
Okay, next up, 800 million, Mega Millions. If you hit, would you buy stock or go heavy investing in something? Gator?
I would, this I have given thought to.
I thought you would.
I have a certain amount of money that I would think that I would like to spend right off the bat between, you know, having a beautiful home downstate mm-hmm. and then a place up north.
New driver.
Right. A new driver for the golf club, for the golf clubs. But there, and then there's like some fun money to have for cars and guitars and whatnot. And, you know, so let's just say for the sake of argument, we'll throw out a $30 million price. Well, with the $800 million, you're probably netting close to $300 million when mm-hmm. all is said and done. I also have like a safety net that I want to have of just cash and reserves somewhere. Mm-hmm. But let's say that's $50 million. The rest of it, I have no problem talking to my financial advisor and saying, Michael, make this work for me. And
make my money, make money.
Yeah, make the money, make money. And then interesting to see what happens over the next 5 or 10 years and how much it grows, and then what the bigger dream is at that point to do, whether it's to fund projects or charities. And there'd be a lot of charity work for sure. But yeah.
Kang, you?
Investment. See, I'm trying to not lose this money.
Yeah.
So like it would be like the safest, most
conservative
investment possible. We're talking like stocks and companies, things like that. But if I can invest in anything, it'd be like the NFL. You know, like give me the minority ownership of any NFL team or something like that. Like I'm talking, you can't lose money. I don't need to take any risk anymore. I don't need to be on Shark Tank and fund anybody else's dream necessarily. You know what I mean? So I'm good, man.
Okay. That's a good answer. And final thing here, Gator, 800 million. If you hit, would you buy a robot? Yeah, robots doing everything. Would you buy a robot?
No, I'm terrified of the whole robot scene, actually. I don't like this at all. I'm really uncomfortable with drones. And I think it's awesome that they can get the drones coordinated to do all those cool air shows and stuff like that. But there's something inside of me that says, no, man, this is like X-Men Days of Future Past or something. These things are going to come back at you and they're going to start attacking us.
Terminator style.
Yeah, absolutely. Terminator style or RoboCop style, whatever it is. I
Pick your robot.
I do not like the ideas of robots at all. I don't want AI. I am very sketch-mageddon when it comes to AI. I think there's some great applications for AI when it comes to the medical field, medical research, and things like that, and helping to determine and solve real problems. But I think there's so much bad that comes with it that I'm just not into it. Robots scare the hell out of me.
So you're going to think about it?
Kang, would you buy a robot?
I would not buy a robot. I'm not as far as you, Gator, but I see this can't. I don't see a good outcome. You're right. Like the juice is not worth the squeeze.
There
for
it
me,
is.
Right, and I think there's a lot to be good ahead from this, but I think there's too much possibility of bad. And I don't want that house, around my kids.
Growing up, we had like the Jetsons, right?
Where the hell's my flying car?
The animated show, right? Where's the flying car? And they
one
had
of the great lyrics in a TV show theme of all time. His boy Elroy,
right?
Yeah. Right,
and Jane, his wife. But they had the maid was a robot.
Yeah,
Rosie.
Yeah. Wow,
that seemed kind of cool.
You could get robots at like.
Except for that when Rosie's not feeling it that day, and then she turns on you, next thing you know, instead of turning the bed, she's attacking you because she's a robot.
Does that mean you're not getting a Roomba?
No, I don't. Do those things actually work?
Yeah.
I think they do. Got Evan a Roomba for his wedding present. He loves it.
We didn't love ours.
No?
No.
I think it's going to scare the hell out of my dog. My dog would get so pissed with a Roomba, I think.
Would you get a robot dog?
No, I want a real dog. I want a Castro with a dog.
But what if you could walk this dog?
Right, I want to ask.
Yeah. In the neighborhood. The dog was walkable.
Yes.
The dog was actually
walkable. Dog would like let you sleep.
Yeah. What if this dog was trained?
You program your robot dog not to wake you up.
With that kind of money, I could hire somebody to train the dog for me to do exactly what I want the dog to do.
You know, dog training doesn't cost that much.
This late in the game, it costs that much.
It doesn't. All right. Yeah. All right. That concludes another edition of Would You Buy? Good luck to you two.
And you, as I always say.
Well, that's right. Gator has offered to pay my kid's education if he ever hits the Mega Millions, which is an awfully generous offer.
What are we talking about? About 6 years between the two kids left?
Yeah, about that. Yeah.
Yeah. Unless Shizzle wants to go to grad school or something like that.
He might.
Yeah. I'm here for
it. Feedback regarding the Lions. Guys, edge is still a big need. They only get pressure when they send five or six guys. When they send four, they can't get home. You don't win games in January blitzing every play. I think they have one of the lowest blitz rates in the league, and they're still in the top 10 in sacks.
Yeah,
so I don't know if that text makes any sense. The Lions are the equivalent of this year's Tigers when it comes to the trade deadline. There are a lot of things we wish they can do, that seem to make sense, but they simply won't do it because they believe they have the talent in-house to get them where they want to go. Did you hear Dan Campbell this morning? Did Dan Campbell sound like somebody who thinks they don't need help? We just played the soundbite of him saying that he didn't say we're good. Remember when he said we're good about edge rusher before the season? It turns out they're actually not bad there. And you couple that with him, the morning show, he talked about getting an offensive lineman. He did not say we're good. That seems like a completely different approach from the head coach, doesn't it? 248-539-9797. Coming up next hour, we'll play more of what Dan Campbell told our morning show. Additionally, there is an MLB insider that proposed a trade for Tarek Skubal. Interesting what he would fetch in return. We'll give you that in the noon hour as well here on 97.1 The Ticket.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.